Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, it's great to talk to you again.
Well, there's a lot of fiscal bills being passed in Harrisburg right now, as well as some of the bills that contain the fine print of how government operates. And one of those is the administrative code bill. I understand that that is actually with the governor right now, waiting for his approval. And some of them are very, very surprising, especially as it affects the fees that are paid for government services that people have to apply for. What's going on here?
Mike, this is an interesting issue. House Bill 118, which is called the Administrative Code, has the list of fees for different types of things that taxpayers and citizens of the Commonwealth may have to do. And for the first time ever, the Commonwealth has done something that I find pretty morally reprehensible, and that's what we're calling an expedite fee. So that if you want government to be a little bit more efficient, you can pay a higher fee in order to get that done. In my mind, that's just wrong. It's just something that I think goes against the very grain of everything I stand for. You know, I've owned my own small business for pretty close to 40 years. I can't conceivably imagine going to one of my clients saying, by the way, if you want me to do a good job, you have to pay me more. It also is ripe with potential fraud in my mind. I mean, I could see all sorts of allegations where now you put your schedule in, you put your application in, for whatever type of project it may be. Most of these are pressure vessel related or those types of items. But it starts a precedent where we say if you want good service, you have to pay more. Otherwise, you're going to go to the back of the line. And in my mind, it really does disadvantage small business owners. It disadvantages taxpayers. And it really almost, in my mind, creates an environment where it encourages government to become significantly more inefficient. So one of these times, I think the citizens have got to be stood up for. We've got to stand our ground and say we demand appropriate level of timely service on everything rather than charging people more. If this didn't end up in court, I'd be stunned, and I'd be more than happy to be part of any case about this type of thing. I'm stunned that we would believe that that's a good revenue source. You know, I'm a certified public accountant, and one of the things that we would always say in a case like this is that when someone is rewarded for doing their job more quickly, it also means that the people that don't have the funds to pay a higher fee have to go to the back of the line. And I thought we did away with that 40 years ago in terms of the way our government operates. Government should be operating effectively for everybody, and I can't believe for a second that would pass a constitutional challenge.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.